Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
Time to clash.
Carol O'Forey's Clash of the Chorus on East Coast Radio.
Ready? Fight!
Oh yeah, it's a clash like no other. We have the actual birthday girl on the line. Happy birthday, Mini Dlamini.
Thank you.
How has the day been? How has it been?
It's been lots of messages. Already I've got too many WhatsApps and I'm getting anxiety trying to respond to everyone. But it's been really great. Got a beautiful message from my family. They all sang happy birthday for me. So it's been good so far, thanks.
That is so beautiful. Do you have any special plans for the rest of the day? I mean, you're on the 32nd floor now.
I know. I'm 29. What's your problem? Don't confuse your listeners. I'm 29 forever. COVID changed things, okay?
I feel you. Any plans for the rest of the day?
Yeah, I'm actually going to a lunch now with some of my clients, and then I'm meeting up with some friends later.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Money and friends is always a great combo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always a great combo. Now, we know a few things about you. For example, back in 2002, you were just 12 years old. You were crowned Little Miss South Africa.
Yeah.
Do you still remember that day?
I do. I remember it vividly, actually.
Yeah? What was running through your head when they said, and the winner is...
So I completely messed up my final answer because I couldn't hear it and there were so many people. Yeah. So I asked him to repeat the question. So if you know anything about pageants, the moment you ask him to repeat the question, I mean, that's the end of it. I mean, you're not winning the competition at all.
Right.
But apparently my interview marks were so high that I just needed to answer the question and I'd already won the count. So it was very, very special.
That is very special indeed. Now, I mean, what do you enjoy to eat? Like your favorite meal, just like I'm having a good time now.
My favorite meal is any traditional food. Oh. I absolutely love South African traditional food. You know, it reminds me of home, and especially being in Johannesburg, every time I have something like a mogodu, we call it nyama ngaphakathi in Durban.
Yeah.
That always just makes me feel nostalgic and makes me feel like I've got a piece of home with me wherever I go. So, yeah, wow. My traditional food for sure.
Now, I do know that you love your time in Paris. I mean, I've seen you trying to open champagne bottles with knives and stuff. But where is your favorite holiday destination?
I think my favorite holiday destination is probably Paris.
Yeah.
Actually, in Paris, France itself. I was so privileged when I was a brand ambassador for JH Vogue that I got a chance to explore so many different regions of France, you know, the champagne regions, and that was just so magical. And I've also been blessed to travel in the south of France and all of that. So definitely France. Yeah. Very expensive. I mean, I leave broke, but it's probably my favorite city.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And, you know, mommyhood has taught me so many lessons, but I'm curious to find out what lesson you've learned as a new mom.
For me, I didn't think it was possible to have my heart live outside of my body.
Yeah,
I think that was this, and that's very scary because my whole entire world exists in one in a human being.
Yeah.
So that's something that's pretty overwhelming. You know, you don't think, I've always thought I was, you know, I give unconditional love, but you don't know what kind of love and your love capacity is until you have a kid. But also that it's not sunshine and roses. It's very difficult. Parenting is hard. And, you know, a lot of people make it look good and make it look so romantic on social media, but it's a full-time job and it's a tough one. So, you know, making sure that you've got an incredible support system around you is so important. And I'm one of those people, I never like to ask for help. But, you know, after having my child, I welcome help with open arms.
I love that. And lastly, what upsets you? What annoys you? What makes Mini Dlamini go, uh-oh, no, you do not. Not with me.
Young people on social media.
Yeah.
Very annoying.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'm like, you know, I'm not brain dead.
Yeah.
But that's very annoying.
Oh, I love that. And lastly, anything else you want to share with your fans? I know when we said you were coming on the show, there was so much excitement. Is there any news you want to share? Anything that's happening you want to share with us? It's your birthday, so this is your space. You tell us what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm actually just very excited for this year. I'm working on some incredible projects. My production company is still doing well. We're still producing. Looking forward to making another film again. I made 2 last year. So we're busy writing. We're busy writing at the moment. And yeah, just very exciting things on that front. And then I'm also working on some interesting brands. You know, I had the soap to get into the retail and create my own brand. But, you know, a lot of tough lessons were learned when I did MD, my skincare. And obviously, unfortunately, I had to let it go. And I had to let go of the company. But good lessons. I mean, I don't believe that anything in life is a mistake. I believe that everything happens for a reason. And I'm currently working on a brand new brand. I'm actually not even working. It's in stores at the moment. I will be announcing that very, very soon. But I can't right now. But yeah, I've actually had a product in stores since the beginning of the year. And it's been doing really, really well. It doesn't have my name on it. People don't even know it's mine. But, you know, I really wanted to change the strategy and see that, you know, from all the lessons I learned in retail, am I able to develop a product, put it on shelves, and let the product speak for itself without, you know, leveraging off my name. So very excited about that project.
Very excited about that project. Okay, you've chosen 2 songs for The Clash today. The first one is this one. Why this one from Luso with Mariah Carey?
So for me, I'm a big Mariah Carey fan. Before Beyonce, it was Mariah Carey for me.
Right.
And yeah, and so that's also one of my absolute favorite songs. And when I heard that, I was like, that is the way to bring back a song that everyone knows and loves. So yeah, absolutely love that track.
And this one? Wow, wow, wow. What a vibe. Why do you like this one?
Oh man, that happened. That song came out 2017, I think, around my birthday.
Yeah.
And I just remember everyone being at my house, and that song played maybe 100 times, and everyone went crazy. So I think that it has such beautiful memories, and I absolutely love that track. And again, Carlos Santana, Maria, such beautiful memories. So it's about how do we pay homage to the past while making it relevant.
Oh my gosh, what a tough one, Mini Dlamini. We'll leave it to the audience to choose whether it will be Rihanna and DJ Khaled, Wild Thoughts, or Lato Big Energy with the beautiful Mariah Carey, also DJ Khaled. Clearly you're a DJ Khaled fan.
Clearly.
Thank you so much for making time to chat to us, Mini, and have a beautiful birthday, yeah?
Thank you so much. I can't wait to hear what the listeners choose.
Yes, absolutely. Happy birthday, Mini Dlamini, and thank you so much. Oh, awesome.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.